And I found that the scientists were open-minded. This includes archaeologists. We had Australian, Chilean, and Argentinian archaeologists working with us. Cumulatively speaking, those people, besides myself, probably had close to 100 years of experience amongst them. What surprised me on the other side of the coin was the stiff, closed-mindedness of many North American archaeologists. I found Europeans much more open-minded. Some of the North American colleagues were very difficult to deal with, and I think at times presenting a very unhealthy atmosphere, cutting us off before we could present the data at meetings, not talking with us about it, refusing to even look at the data, this sort of thing. And plus, politically, from time to time, there were some difficult moments at my home institution later on when I left Chile. A letter was sent to a dean with anonymous signatures of about 24, 25 people saying this guy doesn't even have a PhD, a lie, of course. You should fire him from the university for what he's doing, and so on.
Now, that wasn't a pseudoscientist or a pseudo-archaeologist. No, that was Tom Dillehay, an archaeologist who was facing a lot of pushback from his very own colleagues. It got so bad, his own life and the lives of his families were threatened, basically.
And another colleague who sent a letter to the newspaper in Chile, one of the major newspapers, saying that Monteverde was a creation of the CIA to implant me down there. And that puts you and your family in a dangerous situation in a country like that at that time. So there were several other unpleasant things. So the whole sociology of the non-scientific part of that enterprise was disturbing at times.
Now, this happened a long time ago, and I'd love to be able to stand here and say, archaeology is like any other science. It learns from its mistakes, it gets better, it would never do that same sort of thing again. Sadly, in the modern day, American archaeology seems to be every bit as ideologically hegemonious as it was back in those days, even worse in a lot of ways. It seems like the modern political problems have crept in there. And of course, as somebody who loves ancient history and who loves archaeology, I can't stand by and watch this without saying nothing. So here we go. Hi, my name is Dan, and welcome to Dedunking. Now, before I read the letter itself, let me just say that I have no problem with archaeology, archaeologists, historians, ancient history, or science itself. As a matter of fact, my love for science is why I end up making videos like this, because the Society for American Archaeology is not practicing science in a proper manner quite frequently. At least they don't portray things scientifically to the public. They portray them ideologically. And they have ideological underpinnings to so many things that they spit out that it is clear that science is frequently being corrupted by their ideological beliefs. And that right there is not something that I would want to tolerate, no matter who was in office and no matter what the beliefs are that are being espoused. The thing is, scientific methodology tries its best to remove personal bias, to remove personal beliefs from the end findings. If a Muslim and a Christian and an atheist all do a same test and they all come to the same conclusion, that means something, as opposed to it only works for the Christian or it only works for the atheist, right? Okay, this is like no-brainer stuff. I think most people understand this. But the Society for American Archaeology clearly does not. So don't make the mistake that this is like some politically motivated thing on my part. Trump has said that he put Elon Musk in charge of this committee for like trimming the American fat and all that stuff. This is a great opportunity, as far as I'm concerned, to turn their sights on the Society for American Archaeology, because they are taking a lot of money and putting out ideological bullshit that has nothing to do with actual archaeology, that's just hit pieces on people like Graham Hancock and other guys, that has really nothing to do with what their job is and has nothing to do with science. It's just kind of a pet project on their part, but it ends up getting money from the government and it ends up having ideological underpinnings that are clearly not scientific. Fine for them to do in their own personal time, not cool at all for them to do under the Society for American Archaeology letterhead. Having said that, let's get into the letter itself. Science has long been one of the cornerstones of the advancement of society. Technological innovations are not the only reason why. Science has also better informed us of our place in the cosmos, our relationship to other humans and to the Earth itself, even the stars we see at night. In short, science enriches us both materially and spiritually. It is fundamental to what humanity is today. So when I noticed a well-respected body of scientists that is clearly corrupted by political influences but also uses millions in government funds every year, as well as holding an advisory role to the federal government, I felt it was my civic duty to speak up. Sadly, in recent years, many of the United States' scientific bodies have become infiltrated by political ideology. As individual Americans, the scientists that make up these groups have every right to hold political beliefs, but when those beliefs become mingled with their work as scientists, they cease to operate as scientists and become ideologically motivated. The scientific method goes to great lengths to remove bias and individual flaws from the final findings, and that is one of the reasons it works so well. To inject political opinions into science is more than unscientific, it is dishonest. A person who pretends the impartiality of the scientific process somehow proves the truth of their pet beliefs is dangerous to the credibility of that process. A disturbing example of this is the present behavior of the Society for American Archaeology. Founded in 1934, the Society for American Archaeology, SAA, originally claimed to be concerned with educating the public on proper archaeological methodology and assisting interested amateurs when they asked for help. Today, however, it has morphed into a body of scientists who often make political statements under the flag of the SAA. For more than three decades now, their political bias has been apparent in their writings and words spoken to Congress and Senate, but in the last few years, this bias has become extreme. Most egregiously, on November 30th of 2022, the Society for American Archaeology wrote an open letter to Netflix demanding a documentary TV series be reclassified as science fiction. The series, Ancient Apocalypse by British author Graham Hancock, is certainly not what we would call mainstream archaeology. But that's not why I write you, President Trump. I write because statements are made in the SAA open letter that are clearly not scientific, but that are nonetheless portrayed as part of the reason a scientific body takes issue with a Netflix series. The SAA open letter contains this particularly insidious statement about the series. The theory it presents has a long-standing association with racist, white supremacist ideologies, does injustice to indigenous peoples, and emboldens extremists. This statement is only valid if one disregards the fact that the people the SAA attributes the racism to lived in the 19th century. In fact, in the 19th century, most archaeologists would be racists as well. And in order to give its argument more teeth, the SAA drives home this point with an open lie. The assertions Hancock makes have a history of promoting dangerous racist thinking. His claim for an advanced global civilization that existed during the Ice Age and was destroyed by comets is not new. This theory has been presented, debated, and refuted for at least 140 years. It dates to the publication of Atlantis, the Antediluvian World, and Ragnarok, the Age of Ice and Gravel, by Minnesota Congressman Ignatius Donnelly. This theory steals credit for indigenous accomplishments from indigenous peoples and reinforces white supremacy. From Donnelly to Hancock, proponents of this theory have suggested that white survivors of this advanced civilization were responsible for the cultural heritage of indigenous people in the Americas and around the world. So much of this statement is either inaccurate or misleading to such a degree that it cannot all be covered here. Suffice to say, Donnelly was not the person to start the theory of an advanced global civilization in prehistory. Hancock does not believe this lost civilization was white, and Donnelly was in fact an abolitionist. But these facts do not matter to the SAA when it comes to making its case. The individuals who claim to have been part of the letter's writing, they've been informed that this letter has issues. They do not care. The fact of the matter is, this open letter to Netflix contains falsehoods the scientists who wrote it included only to influence Netflix's decision. And this letter came with an SAA letterhead, signed by their then-president, Dr. Daniel H. Sandweiss. Now, if the Society for American Archaeology was just a club for archaeologists, I wouldn't be writing this letter. But it regularly speaks to the United States Congress, as well as other federal entities, and it is the premier archaeological body to do so. In the Society's own words, SAA is a leading voice in protecting archaeology in the United States and around the world. By representing the archaeological community before the U.S. Congress, the White House, federal agencies, and international organizations, SAA works to defend the archaeological record and our shared cultural heritage for present and future generations. The status of the SAA as an advisory body to the United States federal government and their associated federal funding is why I write this letter. Coupled with their frequent and blatant penchant for injecting their political bias into their statements, their status as an advisory body is not deserved in my estimation. Any scientific organization that will use its status and credentials in order to manipulate matters on a political level is not acting as a scientific body, but as a particularly insidious political body that dresses up its opinions in a lab coat and calls them scientific. This creates a very dangerous situation, as it both undermines the credibility of science and supplies the public with faulty data. In addition to this, this body receives large amounts of federal funding. In the fiscal year of 2023, the SAA requested over $450 million from the Senate Committee on Appropriations. They are using taxpayer funds to promote their political agendas under the guise of science. I am asking you, President Trump, to remove the Society for American Archaeology from its advisory role to the United States government and to reduce or remove their federal funding. In many ways, it is not acting as a scientific body. While we do need archaeologists to weigh in on so many things, we also need unbiased scientists, period, in any and every field. The scientific method is designed, in part, to eliminate personal bias. A political ideology permeating any field will reduce its members' willingness to go against the majority consensus, which will reduce their ability to properly inform the public or their elected officials accurately and concisely. I believe the removal of the SAA from its advisory role to the U.S. government, as well as ceasing all federal funding of the SAA, would not only go a long way towards cleaning up the field of archaeology in the United States, but could also eventually restore some of the public's faith in the scientific process. If the world sees that the United States scientific organizations cannot moonlight as political advertising firms, perhaps we can return the perception of American science to the status it held in my youth. But that will require bravery and diligence. Thank you for your time, and I hope this concerns you as much as it does me. Sincerely, Dan Richards. Well, by the time you see this, it should be in both President Trump's and Elon Musk's inbox, at least the letter itself, and with any luck, they'll actually read it, and with even a little bit more luck, they'll take a little action. This is something that might actually get somewhere, so if you feel like you're on the same sheet of music with me, share this, or write your own letter, or mirror my letter and just change the name or whatever, but try to keep getting the word out more and more. There's no reason to just sit on our laurels with this. If Donald Trump honestly intends to clean up science and to clean up some of the extra surplus spending, this would be a great place to start. These guys are very ideologically motivated. If the cleaning up the surplus and spending completely screwed the field of archaeology for a few months, that would suck, but it wouldn't ruin the country like doing that with healthcare, for example, would. So it's kind of one of those things where you don't have nearly as much skin in the game, so it's a great guinea pig for this sort of thing. And these guys are horribly ideologically motivated, as I've just demonstrated with that one little bit there, which is not the only time you will see the SAA putting out stuff that is questionable at best. At any rate, thank you very much for watching. Please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe. Don't forget to click the buttons down below. And thank you to Jimmy and Graham for your assistance in putting this together. Have a great evening, and we will see you next time.